one couldn't stop. It's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another. Hang him up. Just the Anna brother. To rob a man, it wasn't easy undercover. The cop grabbed his arm. He started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy. No need to study. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap.
These glasses are filthy. The kid pulled out a gun. He said, why? Fix that with my shirt here. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure. All 2 years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back when he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations. He decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an up. I feel like there's another version of this song, or like it was in the video, probably the video, where he says submachine gun instead of spanking shotgun. And it's like almost like a sample. Like it doesn't necessarily sound like him saying it. Like, I can't have fucking completely imagined that. I mean, I suppose I could, but it's like... There's gotta be some other version of this song. I should find the music video. Watch that. Two other versions of this song? That would just seems like a weird change to make. Like, I don't know if, like, you're making a radio edit or something that's tighter, shorter, or something like that, but, like... Slick Rick, now an American citizen. Congratulations. Slick Rick, years and years of weird custom, like immigration law stuff. Oh, this is traffic. Oh, these cars are not moving at full speed on this freeway. Fuck, what? Oh, man. Word. been. You never thought that hip hop would take. What?
Me, you don't want it with me. He's like, I'm damn, you know, Stevie A. I say what I want to say when I want to say it. Ain't gonna do nothing about it. You don't want it with me. When he made them comments about Ray Rice, putting hands on that girl, white woman got on Twitter that he worked with, that worked for ESPN, and said, and called him out, said he was wrong. First and foremost, she was wrong. I'm sure her tweeting him publicly was against company policy. But who did they punish? They punished Steven. I think they gave him like a 2-week suspension or something like that. And then when he came back with his tail tucked. And he was like, I was wrong. I was done. So you can say what you want to say about the black community. Down us all day. Say anything you want to say. They'll give you a pass. Piss them white folks off. They're going to come after your ass. See what I'm saying? Soon as the white woman got mad, he can say anything he wants to say about black women.
Yeah.
When the white woman got mad, shut up, nigga. Get back in line. Straighten out. What'd they do? Give them more airtime. You know what I'm saying? What I say, if they shitting on, I said, Stephen A. Smith, what's up with that hairline? Big mouth louder than four alpines. Got a chip on your shoulder because your ball game suck, and you got to work with players that your wife want to fuck. This man, yeah, I said it.
You said, yeah, that's kind of harsh right there.
I said it because he got a chip. That's your opinion. Maybe I was wrong, but that's how I see it.
Yeah.
When this dude is getting out here up front, man, and he down. Every time there's a black issue, oh, he the man, he the pundit, he's dude.
Mm-hmm.
But then, with something going on with the white folks, he ain't got nothing to say. So you mean to tell me you can only relate to black issues? Because I talk about white issues and black issues, and Asian. It don't matter to me. If it's an issue, it's an issue. Mm-hmm. But I could have went on with my life. I could have just went on and just did like a lot of people would do, like, don't touch it. Ooh, man, don't touch that. They're going to come after you. Well, you're going to get doors slammed in your face if you say something about that. You know, don't do that. I could have done that. I can't sleep at night, though.
Yeah.
It's when this type of thing keep me up, I was like, I got to speak on it. Now, for those who say, well, you don't speak about this, you're a lie. Go listen. Go check my record.
You've done that forever.
Check my record, partner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Check my record on Ghetto Boys Records. Check my record on my own solo records or any other features that I've ever done on other artists. I got to go there. Like, I know that it's not...
Running through bands on the record, can't hit my plug, I'ma sell it. Tell my ex-bitch that I'm sorry. I'ma skate off in a Rari. P36 by my side. I'ma go bang me a pipe. P45 on my side. Fuck with my niggas, you die. All of my niggas say blood. All of my niggas say cuz. OT, I found me a plug. I got it straight out the mug. Keep it 100, no bugs. I fell in love with the drugs. Busting it down in the tub.
Does coonery kick in to make it to the point where it should be unsafe? Like,
you know what?
Oh, wow. Okay, now I see. There's a truck stop that's like, or like, there's a gas station off the side of the freeway here that's like, you know, it's not super easy to get to, because it's like, it's just a right turn off of this freeway, or off this highway, I guess. Not quite a freeway right here, until it opens up, but... And so you have to kind of, like, basically, like, turn right off the freeway, and there's, like, a little outcropping or whatever for you to make that turn, and then a little stretch for you to get back on. But it sucks. It's like, especially if you're coming the other direction, and you got to turn across two lanes of people going 65... that definitely sucks. It's, like, kind of scary, but sometimes you just need gas, and there ain't shit else out here until you get back into town. Like, right now, it's just, like, farmland, farms. and construction cranes doing whatever the fuck they're doing up there. I don't know. And now, I don't know if that's going to be permanently. But so, like, last week or the week before, the gas station had all these signs up that was just like, truck stop open. Customers get free coffee. Come on. Just get off at this other exit and go. And I'm like, well, what? Why would... What? And now I see that exit is now closed. And I wonder if it's going to be permanently closed. Because it's, like, kind of a dangerous thing. And I know they're doing a lot of weird construction for... different frontage roads and shit along this stretch. And if they close that, then that gas station might as well just fucking shut the fuck down. Because you can't just get to it right here from the freeway like this. No one would ever go there. I don't give a fuck how free the coffee is. The other way to get there is like drive 2 miles past it and then turn around and go back the other way. When you might as well just keep driving the 2 miles to get to, like, town where there are, like, a zillion gas stations. I know it's, like, riveting fucking local construction fucking news and shit. It's the type of shit you're not gonna get anywhere else but right here. Keep that shit locked. Keep it locked.
Thank you. This is Snails.
Inescapable. Coachella, we could have seen this live. Thank you. I appreciate that he counted it in Spanish that time. It's going places, you know? So I saw, yeah, the Mixlr Pro stuff, or Mixlr changed its paid, some of its paid stuff up a little bit, and I didn't change plans. They kind of sent out an offer a couple months ago saying, like, hey, if you want to move to one of these new plans, it's, we'll give you 50% off. But, like, the plans seem built around, like, white label type stuff of, like, hey, embed this on your site and have a whole custom experience that doesn't mention Mixlr. It's just live audio for your website or business, so blah, blah, blah. So I didn't move out of the existing plan because I don't necessarily want a white label experience, you know? Like, I'm fine with, well, you know, like, without the Mixlr app, then there's no Mixlr chat, then there's, you know, like all that other stuff that kind of comes with it. So that's more or less what I'm looking for. I'm not looking to white label stuff. So I kind of stuck with this, and I don't know if they will eventually impose some kind of restrictions on these accounts, or if this is it, or what. But I don't really know what to make of all that. But I looked at the plans they were offering and was like, oh, well, this 50% off that they're offering to existing subscribers is probably a pretty good deal. But, like, all the listener limits and stuff like that just kind of, it just wasn't what I was looking for. So I ended up not going with that. So, yeah, I don't know if that will have any impact on us down the line or whatever. Maybe you can just go live on Facebook and try doing video again. I'd rather not do video, just because it seems like, you know, you can get better audio quality if you're not also trying to stream fucking video, right? So. Cool. Or at least that's the theory. I know. Mixler cuts out here and there. See if anyone wants to come with me to LA for E3 this year. That's a really good use of the like an alarm noise. I feel like it's also like kind of maybe admitting a universal truth about this style of music. It just sounds like tweet samples of alarms going off. Nothing. I don't think that's a bad thing. Just sounds like nonsense. You've gone too far.
Serious
Return brings you Coachella 2016 live from Indio, California on Electric Area. 2 weekends of live performances, artist appearances, and more from the grounds of the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California. You're listening to Coachella 2016 exclusively on Sirius.
We're live at Coachella. Day number one, Danny Valentino and Liquid Todd. Sun is going down. What an incredible start to the weekend, huh?
And we're here with Sam Felcher.
What's up?
Spinning records superstar.
What's up, man?
That's an honor. Yeah, it's good, man. I just played. It was amazing.
Debut at Coachella for you.
Yeah, man. I was a bit anxious before, you know. I was a bit like...
Okay. Fuck. God damn it. Welcome to my... Fuck you. Fuck this fucking song. Ugh! Real dance music. Does that? Who screams at the top of their lungs? What's going on? I mean, maybe you just got high. Maybe you would do that. Kind of sounds like music that would have gotten rejected from a Ridge Racer soundtrack. Like, no, it's just not. I mean, it's just not. It doesn't have enough going on. Thank you. Ah, yes. Swerve directly in front of me, and then we go through the toll lanes. That's something you needed to do. Lots of traffic out here. You could have just made your lane changes carefully, calmly. I feel like this is like the fucking grade of fucking dumb shit that would just tumble out of Lil Wayne's head all the time. Like, oh yeah, no, that's the fucking, that Scatman song, what if we did that? That guy's riding a motorcycle dressed up like a Muppet. Like, he looked kind of like Elmo, which I guess, I mean, maybe the Sesame Street character's not. He looked like a Sesame Street character, how about that? Looked like he could have been dressed up like Elmo in a full fur suit. Yeah, what if we rewrote that Scatman song, but it was about drugs? That's, yeah, that's exactly. Like, this seems like the fucking type of shit. I mean, whatever. I don't know Lil Wayne. I don't know Wheezy F Baby. But this just seems like the sort of thing that would fucking tumble out of his head and be like, man, that's genius. And who knows, maybe he didn't come up with this at all. Maybe 2 Chainz did, or maybe some unnamed third party. But you know, like the fucking other thing. Like, yes, wait, no, wait, we know. That's ill. Let's do that. One Winged Angel, but about drugs. No, hear me out.
I'm from grinding hard, getting calling cards from your Barbie doll. When she rub me, she know I'm a bodyguard. Money calling for me, baby girl, I'm sorry. You just side yellow, you're not that important. Way shape, but I could bring you to the carpet. You know, like Tata, I'ma put you in the wall.
Yeah, we, you and me. You gotta let me know something.
please let me know something. Dude just ran a red light, just straight up, not giving a fuck.
The 90s and 2000s, jam with us.
That's right.
Check us out and like our pictures on Instagram at SiriusXMFly.
Music, just over it. Phone's just like, eh. Not really feeling it.
Niggas with Apple Watches, cause Rolex shopping is more exciting.
Shout out to Dope Boy Lit 16 Swipers. Howard Homecoming Kingpins. Movie on my neck with the screen gems. Me and my nigga having bottle wars. 40,000 on the floor when the bottles pour. I Blu-ray to your DVD. You might have caught me on TMZ. Cameo trying to sue a nigga. Cause I party hard like it's three of me. America's still abusing us. And 9/11 is the Ku Klux. So why wouldn't I fight back when every day the niggas shooting us? True enough, I'm out of line. You better stand for something before you out of time. This is crime by design. If the crown ain't mine, tell me who am I behind? Yeah, I'm taking niggas' lunch money. Too bad, I was fucking hungry. Real niggas don't notice you. I'm the only dope boy quotable.
All right. Gotta get ready here. Not moving. Trapped again. Taxes not due on April 15th anymore? Because I see, like, was like the Marrow's account tweeted like 20 minutes ago some accountant joke and then hashtag tax day.
Marks the close of day. Skies of blue begin
18th? Why? Rain. Why would it be the 18th? Why is it not? Isn't those always April 15th? April 15th was Friday. It wasn't like it was some non mail day. Just this year? Oh, well, all right. Emancipation Day in D.C. as they pushed it. Okay. Well, we got all our taxes in by the 14th, so there. I just printed out the long form and then just wrote, "Give me the bends! We need the bends!" in every single spot where you could put any kind of writing at all, and then sent that in. I figured that would be like an acceptable Window and start shouting, I need the Benz at the top of my lungs at this couple walking up the street pointing at buildings. See what they have to say about it.
This is DJ Easy Dick. I'm gonna get on balls to write down something new by Snoop Doggy Dog. This one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we're gonna make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
Who is it? Is it the Benz? Oh.
So I advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch, knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger, how many bitches wanna fuck this nigga named Snoop Doggy? I'm all the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it, cause you know I don't love it. Woo! Hey, now you know, inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. Six for red to be exact, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling. These motherfucking nuts in your mouth. It's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout.
Get in. If you're gonna get in this lane, get in this lane. You dumbass. You fucking idiot. You are also an idiot. Yeah, this is good stuff. Word. Fuck any kind of 1099. All that shit. Luckily, you know, so this is the first time I had done my own taxes in a few years, which means that I probably completely fucked them up, but, oh, you need to fucking get the fuck out of the... Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Yeah, this is the first... So, this is the first time I had to, like, deal with that shit in a long time. And, it was nice to just be able to, like, you know... enter, like, logins to investment accounts or document IDs and all this other shit and have all that stuff to go right into TurboTax and not have to fucking stare at this fucking bullshit paperwork for, like, an hour and, like, okay, this is box 9. Put this over here. How much money I lost here. Please recognize these losses. All right, I'm here. I gotta go. Go find the Benz. We need the Benz. Oh, there's one right there.